The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.
Play ball!
This is the Radio Memories Sports Network, where the old heroes are live once more.
Here comes the pitch, and there goes a line drive to left field. Swan is after it. He leaps, it's over his head, against the wall. Here comes Gilliam scoring. Brooklyn wins. Jackie Robinson is being pummeled by his teammates.
Welcome to the Baseball Historian, where the past comes alive through podcasting of baseball's greatest moments. Before we begin our program today, I'd like to ask if there's any comments or requests that you would send them to rmcomments@gmail.com. And we thank you for coming today. The umpire has thrown the ball to the pitcher, and it looks like the game is ready to begin. So let's begin this Baseball Historian.
This week we go back to September the 21st, 1939, and we listen to a game, Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators.
4 o'clock the correct time at WJSB, Washington.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harry McTighe speaking to you from our radio booth atop Griffith Stadium, where this afternoon, for the remainder of the afternoon, we're going to bring you a play-by-play broadcast of the final game of the season between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. The first half of the fourth inning just concluded. There's no score in the ball game. And before the last half of the fourth inning gets underway, we're going to give you the lineups and then turn you over to your Wheaties play-by-play announcer, Walter Johnson. The lineup for the Cleveland Indians finds Lou Boudreau at shortstop, Roy Weatherly in left field, Ben Chapman in center field, Sammy Hale at second base, Bruce Campbell in right field, Ken Keltner at third base, Oscar Grimes at first base, Raleigh Hensley catch, and Al Milner, a left-hander, on the mound. The lineup for Washington, Eddie Leap at second base, Quick at shortstop, Pitko, right field, Wright, left field, Gilbert, third base, Vernon, first base, Gedeon, center field, Farrell, catch, and Bass, a right-hander, on the mound. Bass is up from Chattanooga, the Southern Association, with the Senators, and down there he won about 19 ball games and lost 7. We've seen only 3 hits in the ball game, Cleveland having 2, a single by Lou Boudreau in the first inning and a single by Raleigh Hensley in the second. Washington has only 1 base hit, that an infield hit by Eddie Leap. End of the last half of the fourth inning, and Pitko, the right fielder, right-hand batter's coming up, and here is Walter Johnson.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're going into the last of the fourth. No score in this ball game. Pitko, the right fielder, is up. Bats right-handed. Here comes the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Pitko walked his first time up. Al Milner, left-hander, pitching out there for the Cleveland Indians, has allowed only 1 hit, an infield single. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball. It's outside, 1-1. He's allowed 1 single and 1 walk. Bass, on the other hand, has allowed 2 hits and 5 walks. A little bit wild. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a little bit high. Hensley's kicking on that pitch. It's 2-1 on Pitko. Here comes the next pitch. And it's high and inside. 3-1's a count now. Milner starts his windup again. Here it comes. He swings and misses. Pitko had a good cut at that ball, but missed. And the count's 3-2. Last half the fourth. Nobody out. Nobody on. Here comes the next pitch. He swings, hits a fly going into right field. Bruce Campbell is coming over there. He's under it, waiting. And he's out. Pitko flies out to Campbell in right field for the first out. Taft right comes up now. Taft playing left field, bats left-handed. Bucky Harris has most of his right-handers in there. That young kid in. First pitch is too high, ball one. Young combination down there, second short, leaping quick. They did a nice piece of work in that first inning in making a double play. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's 1-1. Boudreau single to lead off. Weatherly hit one down second base. Leap. Made a nice play on it. Hustled over two quickets. And Boudreau was forced, and Leap hustled that ball over to Vernon for a double play. Starting this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's high and outside. It's 2-1. This is ladies' day out here. Quite a few of the fair sex out. Here comes the next pitch. He swings, hits the high fly right straight up back of home plate. Hindley's under that ball, and he catches it right underneath us here for the second out. Two men out now, and Charlie Gilbert comes up. Charlie bats right-handed. He's down there on third base in place of Buddy Lewis this afternoon. This has developed into a pitcher's battle out there so far. Here comes the first pitch on Gilbert. It's high and outside, ball one. Two men out now. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a little bit too high. Ball two. 2-0. Nolan starts his wind up again. Here it comes. And it's ball three. That's a little bit too low. Mm-hmm. 3-0 on Charlie Gilbert. Miller starts his wind up. Here comes the pitch, and it's right down there for strike one. 3-1. Miller starts his wind up again. Here it comes, and it's strike two. It took that inside corner. 3-2. Starts his wind up again. Here it comes. He swings, hits the fly going into right field. Campbell's going over the rail there near the line. It's up there. It hits that against that wall. Bounce out in there. Gilbert pulls up at second base with a two-base hit. That ball was right down that right field line, hit up on the wall. And Bruce Campbell took it on the hop, tossed it back into second base. Charlie Gilbert pulled up standing at second base with a two-base hit. And Vernon, the first baseman, comes up now. Vernon bats left-handed. Here comes the first pitch on Vernon. It's a little bit low and inside. Ball one. Not much of a breeze out here. Just slight breeze blowing over towards right field. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's 1-1. Milner has another ball out there now. Steps on there, starts to stretch. Here comes the pitch, and it's a little bit too low. It's a curve ball. 2-1. Nolan gets the sign. He's watching Charlie Gilbert back there on second. Starts to stretch. Here comes the pitch, and it's strike two. That took that outside corner. Vernon didn't like that, neither did the ladies in the stand. They're giving the umpire a lot of booze down there. It's 2-2. Two men out. Last half the fourth. No score. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls one down in left field stands. Taken by a lone spectator down there. He had no competition, so he just took his time to get that ball. Milner has another ball. Steps on there. Here comes the pitch. He swings and fouls one right straight back at us here. Hendley comes back, but he can't get it. Ball hits the screen back here. So the umpire tosses out another ball to Milner, and the count remains 2-2. Hasn't been much